Time for On This Day in History with the Fab Four from Liverpool. Yes, the Beatles, they changed the face of, well, everything forever, didn't they, Bilal? Yes, they did, of course. Okay, well, the Beatles, of course, are famous for, well, for being the Beatles, I suppose. What else do you need? That's enough, isn't it? Esteviviente, yes? I think so. Okay, right. We have one item here. Pilar, you're supposed to go away and do the research and come back with a big list of things that the Beatles achieved on this day, 20th of January. You came back with one item. Dear me. Okay. In 1964, on this day, Meet the Beatles was released in the US of A on Capitol Records. I think it was Decca, that famous record company, that when given the opportunity to sort of take on the Beatles, they declined. They said, no, thank you, no. We believe rock and roll is on its way out. That's a bit like, I think it was Cary Grant who turned down the role of James Bond with sort of a similar attitude. Was it Cary Grant? I think it was, wasn't it? Or was it? No, it wasn't Cary Grant, was it? I don't know. If you know the answer to that question, who was it who was offered James Bond? It was either Cary Grant or the other bloke. What's the posh one? I've forgotten his name. Oh, I shouldn't get into these things, should I? Anyway, moving on. Well, they're both popular culture, aren't they, from the 60s, the Beatles, and, you know, James Bond and all that. I think in one of the first James Bonds, Sean Connery's James Bond makes a reference to you can't listen to the Beatles without ear mufflers or something. I think I love James Bond, but I think he doesn't really appreciate how great the Beatles are, does he? I don't think. I think he prefers classical music and opera, I think, to the Beatles. But there we go. Maybe he should listen to the Beatles performed by the Liverpool Royal Philharmonic Orchestra or something. And you're sort of mixing the two there. But anyway, there we go. I had to fill in there for a bit because we only had one item. So let's finish off the item. Meet the Beatles, the album, released in the US. I've read that. Capitol Records and Decca. That's it. You see, the whole thing happened there because I mentioned Decca. And before you know it, I've been speaking for 2 minutes about goodness knows what. So Decca said, no, thank you. Not interested. That happened with the Harry Potter thing, didn't it, to one of the imagine you're the person who says no thank you, we think Harry Potter's rubbish. Oh dear, yes indeed. So that was the US debut for the Beatles, and that was in 1964. Okay, if you have a favourite moment in the history of the Beatles, love to hear from you. Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com. We have a blog which has links to every single podcast we've ever done. Yes, indeed, yes. It's englishradio.blogspot.com. There's a link there to our official Facebook page where you can talk with other Liverpool, other sort of fans of our programme. And it's building. We now have 6 fans. Oh, yes, yes. We're trying to make it to 10 before next Christmas, see if it's possible. So, yes, we have some fans there. In fact, where's my Twitter thingy? Here we go. I'm going to say hello to all the people if I have time. I have a minute left here. Okay, hello. Well, not everyone. Well, I'll say hello to Rob, to Karen, Decca, Stephen Carlisle. I can't say hello. The thing isn't all the people aren't coming up properly. But I can say hello to Rennie. And also, Ronaldo Torres is the latest person to click on the like. There's something wrong with the page here. It's not opening properly, so I can't see all the people. But there are 6 people, honest. There are. There really are 6 people. But there's something. There's a problem with the page. So I do apologize if you're the 6th person. And I didn't. I can't. No, I can't see. Okay, never mind. Well, thank you for listening. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to go to the kitchen and make a nice cup of tea. Ta-da.